Not bad, huh? Well, I wondered how Loper and Slim and Sally Mae would react when they figured out that I had resigned and moved on. I had an idea they'd be sorry. They'd realize how they'd done me wrong and misjudged me and accused me of terrible things I didn't do. I mean, all I did was eat a dead chicken. And she wasn't a bit deader when I finished than when I started. Maybe they'd cry. Why not? A lot of people cry over their dogs. They tell me that when Lassie and Rin Tin Tin were big on TV, people used to cry when they thought Lassie was in a jam he couldn't get out of, and when Rennie had got himself chewed up by a bear, and it appeared that he wouldn't pull out of it. People never realize just how important a dog is until it's too late. In life, we get yelled at and cursed and kicked around, but when we're gone, people wish they had us back. Yeah, they'd cry when they found out that old Hank had moved on. And they'd cry even harder when it dawned on them that their ranch was being protected, and I mean so-called protected, by Pete the Barn Cat and Drover the Chicken-Hearted. That would wring tears out of a Bodark post. Yep, they'd cry, and they'd say, "Oh, I wish we had Hanky back. He had his faults, but he was a good, honest dog. It won't be the same around here without him." Around sundown, they'd walk out into the pasture and call, "Here, Hank! Come on, Hanky, here, boy!" And you know what? I'd be up in them canyons, eating fresh meat instead of co-op dog food, listening to the sounds of nature, and enjoying peace and freedom. I'd hear them calling my name, begging me to come back, but I wouldn't go. They'd had their chance. I'd tried to go straight and live within the law, but they'd driven me to drastic measures, driven me to follow the Owl Hoot Trail and become an outlaw. Next morning, they'd get in the pickup and go driving around, checking all the spots where I used to hang out. The sewer, the gas tanks, the corral, the creek. But I wouldn't be there. Then, they'd drive over to the neighbor's place. "Anybody seen Hank? We've lost our cow dog." "No? Well, we're offering a $500 reward to anyone who finds him." Then they'd start driving through the pastures, honking the horn and calling, "Hank, here, boy, come home. Hank, we miss you. We're sorry for everything we've done. We'll do anything if you'll just come home." Laying off in them canyons, I'd hear them calling. Peeking through the rocks, I'd see them driving slow across the pasture. But I wouldn't go back. Injustice had changed me, turned me bitter, and snapped something inside me.